is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you have had the best Wednesday possible. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. And man, we got a lot to get into. What else is new? It's Wednesday. In 2 hours from now, it's going to be time for a new top six list. Thank you so much to Anthony Rendon for inspiring today's list. We're going to talk about the worst contracts in sports today. Yeah, pitchers and catchers are reporting. Anthony Rendon is neither, but he will not be at work playing baseball for a while. Yeah, he's hurt again. No shock there, right? Travis Kelce is giving words on whether or not he's going to retire. He'll let us know sooner than later. There's a Pittsburgh Steeler who doesn't want Aaron Rodgers on his team. He wants him to retire. Matt Patricia, no retiring for him. I guess he's too young, too much money to make. But Matt Patricia is going to be coaching at the college level. He's going to be helping out at The Ohio State University. Speaking of college coaches, Dan Hurley, the man with two championships. Yeah, he's not afraid to tell you how many titles he has. This man is just unbearable. Speaking of two titles, Kevin Durant, he has two titles, two-time NBA Finals MVP. Kevin Durant has now joined an exclusive club in the NBA. 30,000 points. And then Kadarius Toney, yeah, the wide receiver who played for the Giants and then played for the Chiefs. And I think he played for the Browns. Wherever he was, he couldn't catch the ball. I think that guy's career might be over. Looks like he has some legal issues as he was arrested last week here in Georgia. Stay out of trouble the best you can, folks. Just stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble and listen to the radio, okay? This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network radio affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, talk to the speaker, communicate with technology, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. Driving in your car, you agree with something I say that I don't say, you agree or disagree with something that Ryan Hickey says, you can call up 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me on the internet. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief, all over the place, everywhere on social media. Hickey, how are you on this this hump day? You good?
I'm good. Yeah, doing well today.
I'm happy to hear that, man. Pitchers and catchers are reporting. The weather might be cold and wet and rainy and ugly outside, but baseball is on its way. Excited about that.
It's nice, right? Kind of like I almost feel now a little warmer inside just hearing you say that. Pitchers and catchers here. It's okay. Spring is slowly but surely coming. Feels good. Feels like, yeah, you know, something to look forward to.
Yeah, we will blink and spring will be here. It's like the flowers will be blooming and the birds will be chirping and the bees will be buzzing. And I'll be ripping my face off because of all the damn pollen outside. It's like with anything that's beautiful, life is all about balance, right? That's just how it goes. But yeah, spring is nice. Spring here in Georgia will just turn all of the cars green and make me sick to my stomach. But hey, it's nice. The price you pay. And so I told you everything that we're going to discuss. We'll get into baseball, spring training. I mentioned Anthony Rendon. I don't even know if it's appropriate to call him a baseball player anymore. The man can never suit up for the Angels, but we'll get into that. Let me get into this. Because last night, when we got off the air, and I guess early this morning, I can't tell the difference between late at night and early in the morning because I feel like I'm always up. But there was a new edition of the New Heights podcast that dropped. New Heights podcast, yeah, the Kelce brothers. Jason and Travis sitting around saying, I don't know, because I've never listened. I've only heard the excerpts that go viral. I'm sorry. I like both Jason and Travis, but I'm not sitting around listening to them for, I don't know, an hour talking about Hickey. What do they talk about besides the clips we play? Do you know?
Life.
Okay. All right.
You know, on the field, in the locker room.
Okay. Okay.
Drinking beers in the garage.
All right. Okay.
Life. Yeah, that's the best way I could say it.
All right. I feel like I'm not missing anything. Oh. I hear the clips. I see the clips that go viral, and that's good enough for me. Like the few clips that we're going to talk about now. Because we saw the drubbing on Sunday night that the Eagles gave the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw the expression on the face of Travis Kelce. This guy looked pained. Looked like somebody kicked his dog. He looked like somebody stole his dog. He looks like his billion-dollar girlfriend broke up with him. I don't think she did, but he looked like it. And so overnight, they put out a new edition of his podcast. And for a 35-year-old tight end who just completed his worst season ever, really, and is now in a decline, for all of his success, 9-time Pro Bowls and 4 All-Pros and 3 championships, for all of this, is he ready to quit? This guy has Hollywood right in front of him. This man is dating Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce is hosting game shows. He was in a game show his first year of his career to try to find a girlfriend. I guess he found a better one in Taylor Swift. He got options. He doesn't need to play. But Travis Kelce made it clear. I'm not figuring out my future right now. This is what he said. Listen.
Right now, I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road. And I'm not making any crazy decisions. But right now, the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing.
Oh, yeah, sure as hell is a lot. This man has been balling out since he was drafted. Outside of his rookie year when he really couldn't play because he had knee surgery. This man has been balling out since 2014. This man has been going into the postseason. This man has been hauling in catches. This guy has played almost an additional season. This guy's been beat up. This guy has multiple championships. He's been doing it for more than a decade now. You think about Travis Kelce, he is third all time right now in receiving yards by a tight end. This guy's been playing a long time. And he says, you know what? For all the regular season games that I've played, all the title games and AFC championship and divisional round games. And man, it starts to add up. My body hurts.
I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's because the people that are in that building and the fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls. And that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it's a lot of time spent in the building. Focusing on your craft, focusing on the task at hand, every challenge that you set up for yourself. And it's that process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. And right now it's one of those things where it was kind of driving me crazy this year. And I think that it happens as you kind of tail off towards the back nine of your career, as the SVP would say. Is
yeah, we know he's on the back nine. He ain't going backwards. He's not getting any younger. He's 35. He'll be 36 if he plays this upcoming season. And Travis Kelce has played so much football, so much extra football in the postseason. This man has more receptions in the postseason than Jerry Rice. Now, please, don't get it confused. This man is not better or greater than Jerry Rice, not by any stretch of the imagination. He's just had the benefit of playing now on an amazing team. He's had the benefit of being on the receiving end of passes from Patrick Mahomes. Not too shabby. Sounds like a cheat code. Look, if Travis Kelce quit tomorrow, This man is going into Canton. This man is going into the Hall of Fame. He doesn't have a worry in the world. He could quit tomorrow and be Hollywood. He could wear all the funny clothes. He could travel around with his girlfriend. He could host, I don't know. Who wants to be a millionaire? He can host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He can host Are You Smarter Than a Football Player? Travis Kelce has options. But the window that he's in right now, this is a window for him to play football. We know about the success. We know about the beating that he just took to conclude the season. We know the beating that the Chiefs took. When you're 35, man, you can't just flip a switch and come back at 40. You can't flip a switch at 35 and say, you know what, I'm going to come back. I'm going to take a year off and come back at 37. You know, when you turn it off, it's typically off. Rob Gronkowski was younger when he, quote unquote, turned it off and then came back. If I'm Kelce, I'm squeezing every last bit of my career. I'm getting every drop that I can. Hickey, you ever made fresh squeezed juice? You ever do it on your own?
I'm not a juice guy, so no.
Oh, my God. You've never made juice in your life?
No. Yeah, orange juice, grape juice, no thanks. Terrible.
You've never seen anybody make juice?
Oh, I've seen people do it, yeah.
Hickey, when I haven't made juice in a long time, when I was a kid, I used to make my own orange juice. Used to grind it up in the, you know, that little, I don't know what the hell they call it. The grinder. You know what I'm talking about, right? The little thing, you cut the orange in half and you kind of grind it at the tip on the top. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Hickey, I would grind that son of a you-know-what until there was nothing there. I wanted every last drop of juice. I want nothing. Until all the juice was gone, I just flipped the peel over until there was nothing there. You got to get everything out of your career when you can. Because God willing, Travis Kelce is going to have a long, long life, hopefully a healthy life. Everybody in the NFL, to a certain degree, something is hurt, something is beat up. I'm hoping he has a long, fruitful life whenever he hangs it up. And that's going to be soon. He's still going to be a young man. But you might as well get what you can out, because when it's done, it's done. And Travis Kelce continued on. He said, you know what? If I come back in September, if I show up in July, you can bet I will not be out there half-assing anything. He says that he will give it his all.
I think I owe it to my teammates that if I do come back, that it's going to be something that it's a wholehearted decision. I'm not half-assing it. And I'm fully here for them. And I think I could play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
Man, take some more of that money. You know, I don't know. Maybe Travis Kelce will end up being the Rock. I doubt it. But man, take that money. You could show up and make millions of dollars. You take that money. You leaving that money on the table? And I know Travis Kelce, I told you, he's on the downside. This past season, hauling in 823 yards, only 3 touchdowns. Yards per catch is lower than it's ever been for a guy who will be 36 in October. There's something left in the tank. I wouldn't be shocked if he came back later this year and had better numbers than he did this past season. Or had the same numbers. I mean, 3 touchdowns is pretty sad, though. But when all you have to do is wake up, play football this year, and make $17 million, I think that might be the price that'll get him out of bed. Because I don't know how many more years that he needs to just wake up and say, or he will be able to wake up and say, I'm going to make $17 million. Unless his girlfriend is giving him an allowance. I think Travis Kelce will be back. He'll continue to add to his legacy and continue to put the stats and the numbers up. I told you, he is third all-time in receiving yards. Tony Gonzalez leading the world, by the way. And Tony Gonzalez, I still believe, is the best tight end that the NFL has ever seen. Tony Gonzalez has 15,000 yards receiving. Travis Kelce is 12,000. I don't know if Travis Kelce is going to pass him by playing three or four more years. I highly doubt that. He can certainly go ahead and pass Jason Witten and be second all time in receiving yards. Travis Kelce, this man's legacy is said and done. They might as well pick out a spot in Canton, Ohio for his bust. He's going to come back. I'd be shocked if he doesn't. I think $17 million will make him show up to work. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. This man's legacy is set. We got a lot to get into as the show continues on. It's Wednesday. It's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the worst contracts in the world, the sports right now. I don't care what sport, I don't care what league, we're going to take a look at some of the worst contracts in sports. That's today's top six list. We're going to talk about Anthony Rendon. This man can't even show up to work again to play baseball. He told us already it's not a priority. We're going to get into Matt Patricia heading to college. We're going to talk about Dan Hurley, yeah, the jerk head coach of the UConn Huskies. We're going to love the fact that baseball is back. I know Rendon doesn't appreciate that. Hey, Saquon Barkley and Hurts, they were on Hickey's. Is it the Tonight Show? Is that what the Jimmy Fallon show is?
You know it.
So Jimmy Fallon took over for Jay Leno.
Yes.
Okay. And listen, there's like 40 shows. I can't keep up.
There are a lot.
There's the one with Jimmy Kimmel. Which one is hit? What is his show called?
Jimmy Kimmel Live, I think.
And what the late shows with Stephen Colbert, right? I don't.
The late night TV show scene is not what I'm well familiar with.
Oh my God!
I feel like I confuse. I could barely get Kimmel and Fallon like straight.
Right.
But I think you're right.
And then who replaced Letterman? I can't. There's so much.
Was it Colbert? Then after him is the English fella.
Oh my God! The chubby English fella.
You said it.
Enough luck.
James Corden.
Oh, wow. How about that?
I think he's a late show.
You can tell the last time the two of us sat down and watched it. Listen.
Not big carpool karaoke fans, I see.
If there's no sporting event or sporting thing related to it, I am not watching any of this. None of it. Well, Saquon Barkley, the champs, were hanging out with Jimmy Fallon last night. We're going to get into that, talk some running backs. We got a lot to do. But speaking of legacy, when we come back on the other side of the break, one of the most cantankerous stars that the NBA has ever seen. He crossed into elite territory last night. And apparently he doesn't even seem like he cares. I'm going to tell you what Kevin Durant did last night. And then you can hear from him as he is an exclusive company. We're just getting started here. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. To open up the show, and right before we went to break, we heard from Travis Kelce. This man got beat in the Super Bowl on Sunday. He got beat badly. The Chiefs got beat badly. And last night, yesterday, on his New Heights podcast, he said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to come back. I don't know if I'm going to play. I don't know if I'm going to retire. Just going to take it easy. I'm kicking the can on down the road. I will figure things out later. It sounds like a lot of people. Most people don't have a $17 million decision to make. That'd be an easy one for me. But hell, it's not my body to get beat up. I think Travis Kelce will return. I don't think that's the way that he wants to go out. And I think the man ultimately wants to get his money. Who the hell wouldn't? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. His legacy, Kelsey's legacy, is cemented either way. But I think he'll be back. And speaking of legacies, last night we saw another legendary player in the world of sports. Well, I don't want to say he further cemented his legacy. It's a benchmark. It's a major benchmark. But I think we all know kind of who he is and what he is. And it's just a matter of how he ends his career or where he ends his career. And that's Kevin Durant. Last night, the Phoenix Suns lost to the Memphis Grizzlies 119 to 112. Yeah, you might remember Kevin Durant is still a member of the Phoenix Suns. They didn't trade him. Well, he didn't want to be traded, and so he didn't go to Golden State, said, I don't want to go back there, and he ended up staying with the Phoenix Suns. We know the Phoenix Suns tried to get rid of Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause, and so Bradley Beal says, I'm not leaving. The Suns tried to trade Durant. Durant says, I'm not leaving, and so there's still a bum team that's going nowhere. You have a three-person team. Sorry, Devin Booker, you're there too. And so last night, in a loss, Kevin Durant put up 34 points. It doesn't matter that he's 36 years old. Kevin Durant is one of the most fluid and natural scorers I have ever seen in my life. For a guy who looks like he was stretched the hell out, 6'10", 6'11", he moves like a guard. He's efficient. He knows exactly what he's doing, when he's going to do it, how he's going to do it. There's nothing wasted. He is an amazing player and has been an amazing player to watch since this guy came out of Texas. And so last night, Kevin Durant scored his 30,000th point. He is now only the eighth man in NBA history to do so. 30,000 career points. He is a 15-time All-Star, 11-time All-NBA. He has four Olympic gold medals. He was the MVP in 2014. You might remember Kevin Durant thanked his mother, and I think one of the best speeches ever. He said she is the real MVP. He's a two-time NBA Finals MVP, a four-time scoring champ. He was the Rookie of the Year coming out of Seattle. Yeah, that's how long Kevin Durant's been around. They were still playing. The Oklahoma City Thunder were still playing in Seattle. Shout outs to everybody listening in Seattle. I hope them Supersonics come back sooner than later. But here's the deal. Kevin Durant is eighth all time in scoring. 3,008 points. The only men in front of him, the seven men in front of him, Wilt Chamberlain, Dirk Nowitzki, Michael Jordan, Kobe, Karl Malone, Kareem, and LeBron James, who has 41,000 career points and counting at 40 years old. And so I know it's a bitter feeling when you lose the game and then you accomplish an individual record. I don't think anybody's going to confuse Kevin Durant with Cam Newton. If this was Cam Newton, he'd be just bigging himself up right now about how many points he scored. Who cares about the team's loss? Kevin Durant says, this is a good feeling to be with these other legends, but to me, he just doesn't sound too excited. Maybe it's the loss.
To honor to be in the same category as those players who helped shape the game and push the game forward. And that's always been my goal, is to get the most out of myself every day and the most out of my career. And so to be mentioned with those guys means I'm doing something right with myself.
Yeah. Hickey, what, he's so humble. Is that what it is? Is he humble? I guess because he's not on Twitter yelling at fans, but he's so humble.
Humble in person, spiteful on Twitter.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shucks.
Oh, then shucks. Immediately logs on and curses a random fan out.
Yeah, why not? It, you know, Kevin Durant, he's a very nice guy. You know, he's strong-willed in what he does and what he believes in. He's just a relaxed guy that's not afraid to speak his mind on social media. From time to time. He's always been nice every time I've seen him. So I appreciate that. John Morant, an up-and-comer, in the NBA. He scored 26 points last night in a victory. It's good to see Ja Morant healthy enough to actually play basketball, not making mistakes off of the court. Thank God. Cross your fingers. Ja Morant decided to give him the game ball. Take a listen to this from TNT.
He wanted the greats. He wanted the greats. So I honored him with the ball. He said he ain't care too much about it, but hey, everybody don't get 30K in this league. So hats off to him, and I hope he keep going. We want to see him out here.
Man, we only got 8 guys in NBA history that have scored 30,000 points. Shaq is behind Kevin Durant in scoring. 28,000 points. Carmelo Anthony is behind Shaq, another 28,000. Moses Malone, 27. Elvin Hayes, 27. Hakeem, 26,000. James Harden, almost on his way to 27,000 points. I think James Harden, unless he has some type of catastrophic injury, I think if we give him a few years, he's going to join the 30,000 point club. You know he's probably itching for it. And so Kevin Durant, as I told you, he didn't sound too happy about joining these legends in the club. And I think we might have a reason as to why. I don't want to call it hilarious or ironic. I'll let you fill in the blank. But Brian Windhorst, he was on ESPN and he said, yeah, he had the record. Well, he scored 30,000 in the Suns uniform. But let's be real. The Suns, they still don't want him.
Yeah, he's probably going to get traded this summer. He knows it. The Suns know it. The rest of the league know it. They're going to enjoy him while they have him. It's not really controversial, in all honesty. They're under 500. They've got a $230 million payroll. Then add about over $100 million in tax on that. Hembo was showing me some stats earlier. He's played almost 1,500 minutes this year, and he's plus 2 on the court in those 1,500 minutes. So you have an extremely expensive team that is not winning, and the player that is their most expensive player who is playing great but not impacting them on a positive level. You do not need a high-level analyst to tell you that they probably need to trade him, which is why they were exploring the trade market for him. And while I would never make an ironclad prediction, I would expect this summer for Durant and the Suns to work together to find a new home. He has 1 year left on his contract, which will give him some control as to where that would be.
1 year and $54 million. Yeah, he's going to be a hired gun wherever the hell they send him. I don't know. There's going to be some loser team that says, you know what, let's bring him on and see if he can help us out. Like the Suns tried to do. That didn't work. And then they brought in Bradley Beal following years of injuries. Oh, yeah, that didn't work. I don't know. Maybe some of these teams will find out sooner than later. Some of these ideas are terrible. I'm talking to you, Dallas Mavericks. You're a bunch of dumbasses. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, we've been talking about legends so far this hour, right? Travis Kelce, active legend. For now, active. I think he'll still be active. Kevin Durant, an active legend. 30,000 career points. Only 8 men have done this in NBA history. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I want to tell you about another legend. Kelce revered, right? You just heard Ja Morant showing love to Kevin Durant. I'm going to tell you about a legend that apparently isn't wanted as he tries, maybe possibly, to continue his career. I'll tell you the guy's name on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Travis Kelce. People like the guy. Most people. Hickey, most people like Travis Kelce, right? Most people? No problem with him?
Yes. Yeah, I think the people that don't are more the vocal minority. I think the majority like or can at least tolerate Travis Kelce.
You know, here's a better question. He's respected for what he's done in his career. Respected, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Kevin Durant. People look at Kevin Durant and they go, man, this guy got Twitter fingers or X fingers or whatever you'd call it today. still respected for what he does on the basketball court, right?
Very much respected.
There's another football player, like Kelce, not like Durant. I can't see Durant, man. Could you see him playing football, Hickey? Oh, my God.
I think he'd be broken in half, for being completely honest.
Oh, my God.
He'd have to be, right, a receiver. He'd run one slant.
Right in the ribs.
And call it a career.
Done. One shot.
Good night.
Well, speaking of calling it a career, just riding the wave of respect. One of the most accomplished quarterbacks and players that the NFL has ever seen. A four-time NFL MVP. This man is at the end of his career. And he can't even garner, or maybe he hasn't earned the respect of his younger peers. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. We all heard this week, earlier this week, we heard on Sunday, Super Bowl pregame, Jay Glazer comes out and he says the New York Jets don't want this guy back. That Aaron Glenn wants to start fresh. And can you blame him? New York Jets went 5-12 last year. Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. If he plays again later this year, he's going to turn 42 at the end of the season. New York Jets are like, man, can you chill out on the Pat McAfee show appearances? You know, can we be a team instead of you just being a plus one? I know you're making an extra $1 million by showing up, but can you do us a favor and just play quarterback? And so yesterday we shared with you the odds. The teams that have the best odds, I should say, of bringing Aaron Rodgers in if he continues with his career. At the top of that list, the Pittsburgh Steelers, followed by the Raiders, the 49ers, the Vikings, the Titans, the Colts, the Rams, and the Giants. Okay. Makes all the sense in the world for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who've been searching for a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, since they told him take a hike. Makes all the sense in the world for them to say, you know what, let's give Aaron Rodgers a shot. Unless they really took a look at everything that happened with the New York Jets and said, you know what, we are better off not doing so. And so there's an active player on the Pittsburgh Steelers who's already made his thoughts known. And that thought is that he does not want Aaron Rodgers on the team. No, this is not TJ Watt. This is not a player of influence. This is not a star of the team. This is not Cam Hayward. No. This is not even George Pickens, who would be a receiver. He'd probably benefit having Aaron Rodgers on his team, despite his age. It's a safety on a one-year contract. Deshaun Elliott, who has bounced around the NFL from the Baltimore Ravens to Detroit, played for Miami, bashed Miami, and is now heading into the final year of his contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He just finished his first year. He responded to a post on social media, because where else would he respond, right? He's not going to call Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, by the way, we don't want you here. He responded to a post on social media and basically asked for Aaron Rodgers to retire and go to a nursing home instead of joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. I kid you not. I don't know. Maybe Deshaun Elliott has been listening to some of these Cam Newton interviews. Maybe he's feeling himself. And, you know, hey, if Cam Newton can express himself, I can express myself too. Now, the man had more than 100 tackles last year. I don't think anybody's going to say, hey, this is the best of the safeties in the NFL. He's decent. He's a good starter. But he ain't the best of the best. He's over here flapping his gums about what the Steelers should do with personnel. I wonder how Mike Tomlin felt when he saw this. He's like, man, can I get a break? It's February. I got to deal with knucklehead-ass players on the team. Look, here's the truth. There's no guarantee that Deshaun Elliott will be back on the team. And he's expressing his feelings about Aaron Rodgers. Don't come to the team. Hit the retirement home. Where did the respect for your your teammates. You know, not it's not his teammate, but the NFL is a brotherhood, right? Got 53 guys on each roster. These guys are beating the living hell out of each other. They're all a part of a union. Where's the mutual respect? I don't think I've ever heard anybody just call out Aaron Rodgers in such a direct way. We don't want you on the team. I guess it would hold a little bit more weight if he was a star, but this isn't the first time that he said something ridiculous. You might recall Deshaun Elliott is the same guy who back in November decided to call his old team, the Miami Dolphins. He called them soft. He was sitting down on this Punchline podcast, and this is what he said.
This would be very fun. I haven't been able to play against Baltimore the way I wanted to, because last year I played for a team that was soft as fuck. I mean, oh my God, I can't put that on there. That was pretty soft. The guys on the team, it's like, but there were some guys who were tough, but like for the majority of the team, there was not mentally tough individuals. So to be on a team with the full team of mentally tough guys going against another mentally tough team and AFC North ball, you know, it's gonna be fun, man.
Oh, my God, man. What are we doing? Hickey, does everybody playing just, are they being forced to sit down and do these podcasts? Are these players being, is this in their, this can't be in their contracts. Who's making these guys say these wild things?
If anything, it should be the other way around. You can't do a podcast. You can't have your own. You can't go on these places where you can put us, you know, in a bad spot or give the other team bulletin board material or create internal drama that we have to answer for. Right? It feels like, if anything, like teams should start going the other way. Or we'll sign you. Come on down here. But one stipulation, no podcasting.
Yeah. I don't want to call this all new technology. Podcasting at this point is, I don't even know, 15, 20 years old. Everybody has a podcast now. Grandmothers have podcasts. Athletes have podcasts. Loser athletes. Paul George, and this is embarrassing to say, Paul George in the year 2025, he is a better podcaster than he is a basketball player. Like, why do you want a podcast? What are you talking about? When you're losing, I don't want a podcast. You're losing. You suck. I know you got to play with whatever the hell is out there with Joel Embiid. By the way, he got possessed by Ben Simmons last night. Didn't want to take a game-winning three. If my main job is to play ball, when I suck, I don't want to be bothered. I want to do the main thing. Paul George is averaging like 16 points a game. They don't even want him anymore. Draymond Green is in the NBA Finals getting his ass whooped, and he's sitting around doing podcasts. Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have a podcast named after himself. But for the past two seasons, the New York Jets have been hot garbage. Garbage. Aaron Rodgers is sitting around doing weeklies because they're paying him $1 million. And yeah, I get it. Money is nice. Take the money when you can. But don't be upset when you get criticized. And now you got Deshaun Elliott. Well, I'm sorry. Deshaun Elliott, when it comes to career accomplishments, regardless of how you feel about Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Elliott, he could not carry Aaron Rodgers' bags. And he's on social media telling Aaron Rodgers, hey, don't come to the Steelers. You should probably retire. Go to the retirement home. The Steelers may send you, Deshaun Elliott, to an early retirement. Like, where do people get off with saying stuff? Would you say that to Aaron Rodgers to his face in a room? Probably not. Everybody feels so safe to say things online, to say things on social media. I can pick up my phone and I can type what I want without repercussions. The microphone is a gift and a curse, man. And some of these guys are getting a little too loose. Hickey brought up an excellent point. Technology moves so fast. It's just like government or anything else. Technology moves so fast that the rules have to catch up after the fact. By the time we get to collective bargaining agreements and the big four leagues, I wouldn't be surprised if they said, you know what, you guys can do your podcasts. Not in the regular season. We have to get back to controlling the messaging, the leagues and the teams. Hey, you can tweet what you want. You can post what you want. But all these podcasts, no, stop. They're distractions. They're a waste of time. And yeah, nothing should stop you from making money. But when it has to deal with the messaging, y'all are getting paid $70 million. Some of these guys, the stars. Nobody, Hickey, does anybody want to listen to a bums podcast?
No, sir.
No. The stars are making tons of money already. I don't think it's that bad of a concession to just turn the camera off for a few months. It's getting crazy. Everybody's bit by the bug. People are saying crazy things, getting in trouble. Cam Newton alienating his teammates. It's just a bunch of loser-ass mentality. Focus in on the main job first. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about a team who did it the right way. The Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. They were on late night TV. We'll hear from them. Don't move.